Welcome to Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, episode 42. We still have booze, so we're staying.
Woo! Yeah! The wine, the beef, and the shenanigans.
That's right. That's right. We had tacos. Anyway, joining me are...
Taryn Lopez.
Kirk Johnson.
Mark Abbott.
That's right. And I'm Stephen SVP Van Patten. Hello. For everybody that's stuck out with us on Facebook, thank you for sticking around. And of course, to my lovely and beautiful crew here, appreciate you.
Thank you. Yes.
Cheersy, cheersy.
Thank you.
And all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. The day where black folks give up all their money.
On Friday.
Yep. So, we last left our heroes. they were discussing the Punisher.
Yes. Punisher.
And we weren't quite done. I guess we didn't quite put a button on it. My whole thing was just that in terms of it felt the most un-Marvel like. It felt the most un-superhero.
Yeah.
It was really, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they won Mad Emmys over this. Because there was some really touching... Exactly. Yeah, it's some really touching, poignant stuff
in that whole thing.
I mean, obviously, they can turn it around next season and throw in a whole bunch of, you know, Daredevil being back and, you know, hey, Red, how you doing? And all that shit. But this was just, like, real gritty, and in his own way. I do want to say Frank Castle is a superhero in his own right, if only because he pulls off some fucking bananas shit.
Yeah.
That...
He did.
I mean, that's why it's a TV show, because if you or I tried that shit, we'd be dead.
Right. That fire hose scene.
Dope.
So in the hotel. Over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was done.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck Chuck Norris? Chuck who?
The thing I like about the Punisher, though, is that every time he did one of those things, he did it with the full realization that I am likely not going to live.
Right.
And he wasn't like, oh, guys, I got this. He was like, yeah, I'm going to just do this, and we'll see what happens.
Right.
And if I live, awesome. If I don't, you know, I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah,
like, he was all the time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Semper Fi.
He is just total Semper Fi.
Exactly.
Totally.
He's kind of like that young lady that moderates all those CNN debates where you have the conservative over here and you have the liberal over here. And then she's kind of in the middle sitting there like, oh my God, why am I here? I forget her name. It was like Barbara, not Gwen.
I don't remember.
Used to be Anderson, and I think he just kind of got sick of doing it.
Anderson Cooper. Yeah.
But the young lady that does it now, the look on her face as she's like moderating through, like, you know, it's either like some sellout black person and a really informed white person, or it's like Sister Soldier and Rush Limbaugh, you know, and she's in the middle like, oh my God, what am I doing? Yeah,
That's not right.
I mean, I have to piggyback off that point about his thought process, because he's definitely not like John McClane.
No.
See, in Die Hard, for some reason, this dude never seen that, like, you should have broken four ribs and your collarbone by now.
Yeah.
All the crap that you've just done.
Yeah, that's another thing.
And bled to death, if anything else. But, you know, yeah, because even with the staircase, didn't he dislocate
his shoulder? Yeah, he dislocated his shoulder.
Like, you heard that. Crack.
He gets hurt.
That's what I loved about Daredevil, because when he get in a fight, he get tired.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's exactly what a normal person...
And you see it in the fight,
person,
like the fights
like
get dirty
see, like
that.
That would be me.
Yep.
Right, as opposed to...
My man, hold up. I know you mad, but just give me a second to catch my breath.
You know what? That's what's his name from... In the Sherlock Holmes movie, when he was fighting that big dude,
right?
And he was like, One moment, like, she's mad. He said, one moment. He's like, and he's like, no problem. Yeah. Go ahead, take your time. Catch your breath.
You know what? And probably that was part of the problem with Cage.
What's that?
What do you mean?
Well, he never got tired.
Took a breath?
Yeah. Because he
was I don't know if he felt anything that was happening.
Well, the thing is, your skin ain't gonna feel shit. Right? You have super strength.
Right.
But your respiratory system's still fucked up. Your respiratory system's still human.
I mean, to be fair, he was doing a pretty, like, even gait throughout those buildings. It wasn't like...
He was walking.
His fights are also not, like, toe-to-toe, thriller in Manila. I got a rope-a-dope and all this other shit.
That would be a movie.
He pretty much...
Right, that'd have to be a movie.
Right, when you're, like... the second strongest motherfucker outside of the Hulk.
Right.
True. Okay.
Your shit is basically like a third strongest. You. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, exactly.
Yeah. Going back to the Superman thing.
I have to give them credit. They did do that in the Justice League with Barry Allen. There was one point he's sitting there with all this food, and he's like, "Yeah, man. Every time I my metabolism." So he's like,
"Have I mentioned I'm really hungry?
I'm really hungry."
Wasn't that a point also, if I remember correctly, in the TV series?
In the TV series that happened to him?
They don't touch on it too much on the CW.
They did,
but the original they did in the beginning, and now they've just kind of like, eh.
Yeah,
right. Because those have like a plate of
drink the original, right? But the original
with John Wesley Sipp.
Yes,
I remember that was a thing.
It's actually over there somewhere.
And that was actually a thing I didn't realize. Actually, that was like a great add-in.
Yeah,
like this nigga got to eat.
Yeah, that's one of his downfalls.
And that's why he's married to a black woman now, because you know
what,
he got to eat.
But he ain't married like Nell Carter looking chick.
She got greens and like she like a vegan.
She is. She probably has to be.
That sucks. It's like feta cheese and nuts.
First of all, she's a CW actress. Okay,
he's gonna run three blocks.
She knows how to cook a steak. Okay, give her something. She can cook a steak.
He's like, you sure?
I don't know, man. What episode did you see?
I ain't never seen her talk about being a vegan. Come on,
I never seen that episode of her just knocking it out with dad in the kitchen.
Can you imagine her father?
Never trust a skinny cook.
Thank you.
I didn't say she cooked.
And that's some shit you see in Luke Cage.
That's true.
With pomade and never trust a skinny cook. You ain't see that shit in CW. Just saying.
Just to go back to Punisher one more time.
I just want to mention,
I really enjoyed the fact that, like, you know, Daredevil was really great for me because those fight scenes in the hallways were amazing.
Mark brought up how
when he got tired, like, you see it. Like, he's just like, ugh! And just throwing these, like, really tired punches and everything. Yeah. In Punisher, he was tired the whole way through. Like, his fighting wasn't, like, he wasn't doing, like, you know, I'm going to be, you know, in a ring. I'm going to do some, like, clean fights. No, he was doing some down, dirty fighting. And it was beautiful to see, like, that looked like some street fights. That looked like some, like, I'm just tired. I'm just trying to kill this dude before I run out of energy. And it was nice to see, like, the difference of fight choreo versus somebody who's, like, a trained martial artist versus somebody who's, like, I'm a soldier again, my shit done.
You know
what I mean?
Right.
So, like, and I can actually feel, like, the fights that he was having, I can feel, like, the fight for survive that was happening. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate the fight choreography that went into that.
I got a question for you, actually.
What's up?
So did you notice a difference, actually, in Daredevil 2?
Mm-hmm.
The fight choreography between Daredevil and Elektra and the Punisher's fight scene in prison.
Oh, yes.
That was such a big switch.
Oh, yes.
Like you literally did not have the same choreographer for those scenes.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, probably not.
It felt completely different.
Right, and I felt that they should have.
That they should have the same choreography?
Yeah, like whoever did the choreography. No, whoever did the choreography for Daredevil, for Frank Castle.
For the Punisher. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because there was a grittiness to it.
Yeah.
There was a real feel of life and death on the table.
Right.
Opposed to the rest of, like, the Daredevil and the Hand.
Mm. Yeah, that looked more
like the Hand. The Hand didn't feel... I'm more scared of Frank Castle than the Hand.
I agree.
And the Hand is a mystic, magical ninja nigga.
Which is why... Which is probably why you would not get the Frank Castle choreographer to work with the Hand. Because their fighting style is supposed to be more mystical than anything else.
Right, but more lethal, but just as lethal.
Yeah,
but just
the problem is with those kind of fights, yeah. particularly when we start rolling into martial arts. Mm-hmm. This does not look like, even though they have money, wire work.
Right.
Right.
Would be like you'd need guys that are familiar with wire work.
And, yeah, and I say this, and mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like with the Tony Jaa,
mm-hmm.
like Ambach. Mm. Or the raid.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the raid. Or right, even, right. or even. let's be honest. Crouching Tide and Hidden Dragon, as far as the martial arts was being so beautiful,
yep.
there was still that lethalness to it that right. you felt.
Sure.
You felt it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't feel it with the hand. You didn't feel
no,
it.
No, I.
You felt it with the problem. You felt it with Elektra, but yeah. you didn't feel it with the hand.
Mm-hmm. That was the main problem. Yeah. It was like you had this people that I'm supposed to fear you guys, and it's like, you're not giving me a reason to. I have to see some evidence of it, and I see, like, you know, one or two of you guys can fight, and that's great, but Sigourney Weaver, you're supposed to be the hand. Show me something.
Show me why you
exactly. Show me why none of these guys have overthrown
that's
you
bad
yet.
That's just casting, probably. That
might be.
Well,
or it has to be a time constraint thing.
Sigourney Weaver. Let's all, first of all,
we didn't mean to disrespect
bow to the queen.
No.
Bow to the queen.
We
you know
queen.
I love you.
Yes.
I right. love you with all my heart and soul, Sigourney. I love you.
It's safe to say, be flying and shenanigans. Loves Sigourney Weaver.
We all love. Mark is drinking now, Sigourney.
However,
Miss Weaver, we love you.
However,
we love you. We do love you.
However, you turn on.
The
defenders.
Oh.
Thinking,
mm-hmm.
Sigourney Weaver.
Right.
Ain't she a little long in the tooth? Okay, she gonna be fighting? Like, what? I mean, if you're being logical about
yeah.
it.
Okay.
If you're being
yeah.
logical
yes.
about
yes.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's like some
point,
mystical
right.
bullshit to happen, you
at
know?
Some point, it's either her
mm-hmm.
or it's a motherfucker in a wig knuckling up.
Or CGI.
Or CGI.
Awesome.
But either way, it's like, oh.
Hellboy.
Right.
Look, I'm going to liken the whole situation with her
uh-huh.
to Kill Bill.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So Kill Bill Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Bill's fight.
Oh, man.
After all the shit you done heard about Bill.
Oh, my God.
We're fighting a champ. That lasted, what, a minute and a half?
Yeah.
And then the exploding palm technique.
I mean, it lasted longer because he was sitting down.
He was sitting down.
And then
so it's like, this is it? This is what I got?
Yeah.
After waiting all
after
of this
two
time?
Movies.
After two movies.
Two movies.
I literally probably would appreciate it more if she pulled a bazooka out of her ass.
Or,
sorry, Bill.
Or either,
let me get this out of the way.
Or even worse.
That's got to hurt.
I'm sure the same person that asked that question.
Wait,
damn.
Feng Shui in the colon.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Aaron kills BWS.
I might be done.
I couldn't even get the word out. I'm like, because the man was, did you say feng shui in the corner?
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
It's your Lord, feng shui.
Man, feng shui.
It's your Lord. Oh, shit.
Who needs metamucil, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, my God.
When you've got, when you've got feng shui in the corner.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
You know what? I was gonna say I'm gonna let him come. I'm like Kanye right now. Yeah. I know Taryn's joke was funny, but we gotta give Kurt a chance.
Right.
We gotta give Steven a chance to catch his breath. Anyway, like I was saying. Now, you know what happened the last time somebody who should not have been fighting was CGI'd in
mm-hmm.
and then shot with a body double from far away?
Who was this?
Attack of the Clones.
Oh, shit.
Darth Tyrannus.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember the close-up shots of him just going,
yes.
Yes.
Because, yeah, he was.
Listen, though. But
I love Sigourney,
come
but
on,
it just.
We had, I forgot her name. I want to say it's Madame Madame Gao?
Madame Gao.
Madame Gao. Gao. So we have Madame Gao. Listen,
I'm not. Anything. She doesn't do anything.
But I fear Madame Gao.
Yes. No, wait.
She walks in a room and I'm like, yo, I'm sorry. Madame Gao. I want to feel Madame that. I want to feel that for Sigourney.
Who is it? Was it the Daredevil she was fighting? She did that thing and shot him across.
That's it.
Wait a minute.
But that's what I'm saying. That's all we have to see.
That's that character in the video game that you play. That you get up to on like Street Fighter, Madame Gao,
and she's like, "Oh, I what the hell? A whole other game." But that's what I'm saying.
Well, look at
you had this little old lady who did one move in one show, and we have feared her ever since. I needed that for Sigourney. I needed that establishing moment.
I agree.
And you know, we almost got it when she was in that restaurant and dude walked in and she was like, "Are you about to step to me?" And he was like, "Yo," and he took a step back and he was like, "All right, no, we're good." That was the almost moment where I'm like, "Okay, I see the hint of the fear, but I need to see what you can do."
I question that.
You know what I mean?
So going from Sigourney Weaver to Bill Russo in The Punisher,
right? Bill Russo.
How is he as a villain?
I liked him. I thought he was pretty cool.
I mean, did you think him? Like, did you ever feel?
It coming.
You saw it coming.
Yeah. Yes,
but I saw it coming
from the beginning. I saw it coming. Yes,
because watching it, Frank Castle, the character, the guy who had cast in it, has such a presence.
Yes.
Yes.
And such an animal savagery in terms of that presence.
Yeah, he got the job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm only up to episode 12. I was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Right, but I still haven't. I'm waiting for that feel from him. Mm-hmm. I got the feel that he was more like, for lack of a better term, he is the Joker to the Punisher's Batman.
I think that's what they're saying.
You know, he's absolutely. He's not physically imposing, mm-hmm. but he has like a clever wiliness to him. He's Loki to Thor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's that dude. Right. He's that dude that basically plays chess. Better than the hero.
Than Checkers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Yeah. And that's what I'm looking for. And I actually like his character because he plays an asshole line. He was in Westworld.
Yeah.
He played the asshole in Westworld. He does asshole well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was trying to figure out why I knew his asshole face.
Right. He's like,
and Captain. Now I'm like, right, you're that douchebag. Like, I've been wanting you to Captain kill Anus. This entire time.
He's literally Captain Anus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I need like the perfect good-looking asshole dick.
Yes.
Hey, get this guy.
Good-looking asshole.
There are just some people that, there's some actors that are just really good at that.
Right. Yeah. But I like him.
No, I do. But that's the thing. Because you like him, and you're just like, man, I just...
Unlike Lex Luthor. Who are they cast for Lex Luthor?
He has no charisma.
No, I agree. He's an asshole that you only like.
He's an asshole that is an asshole.
He was perfect. Right. He was perfect. Let me not say that.
In the Facebook movie?
I was about to say that. I'm like, we're on Facebook Live, and I'm like, just let that...
He was good in that movie about J-Book. He was good in that movie.
But he played that... Luther is...
Charming.
Yes.
And I need him to be the Riddler. Handsome. If he was the Riddler, it would have been hands-on perfect, because he has that conniving, like that condescending, like, I'm smarter than you, but... I'm just gonna fuck with you, kind of a thing.
Or what you said earlier, the puppet master, the puppeteer.
Yes, or the puppet master.
Oh,
Right? That would work too.
Oh, yeah, that would work too.
There's a few things he could do outside of Luther. Luther, to me, needs a certain sophistication.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gravitas.
A certain gravitas, exactly.
Right? He needs to be the con man.
Especially since he's sort of the Batman of supervillains. He doesn't have any powers.
Right.
He's just smart.
He's just really smart and really really conniving.
You know what DC needs? They need a white cotton mouth.
Oh, shit.
Mashallah Ali.
Who
from
killed
Luke Cage.
Who killed
he killed it.
He killed that.
They need the white version.
I don't even know how that would
he
work.
He needs, and not for nothing, for that, dude, that, news, that dude needs to get more work.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously,
he's amazing.
Maybe he needs to take a page out of the Samuel L. Jackson playbook. Like, just work. Because that's what Sam did. Sam was like, look, I just took whatever.
That's true.
No, he would.
No. Because he'll show up. If they could get the money together, he'd come on Beef Ryan Shenanigans.
I don't bring him on, man. I thought he was awesome when in Predators. Need the money, I'm sorry. Yeah,
but I just, you know what the thing is with Luther? Forever in my mind, it will be from the 77.
Gene Hackman.
I can't ever see anybody else playing him, and I don't know why. But the thing is,
I loved it.
It's that he.
I loved it when I was a kid. I don't know if I would love that now.
Yeah. But the thing is this with him. The idiots that were around him, he just basically, he treated them just like, it was not like he ran into the joke with them. Except for, there was like one thing I remember him doing to Otis. When Otis got the wrong number and he said, you know, I don't have a long enough arm. And he's like, you want to see a real long arm, Otis? And he jumps in the back and starts beating him up. Kevin Spacey played him.
Yes.
And I couldn't, there was something not right about that. That's the way he played it.
I thought that was actually pretty damn good.
You know what it is? That Luther was just too smarmy for me.
Of course.
Okay.
And I never saw Luther as being smarmy.
What do you guys, Kevin Spacey.
What do you guys think as these two actors for Lex Luthor?
What's up?
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about the Boardwalk Empire. A lot of great characters. A lot of great cast.
Mm-hmm.
It was, absolutely.
Michael Sheen. He played
Zod.
He was Zod.
Yeah.
Just think him or Michael Pitt.
And who are we talking about? For what character?
Lex Luthor.
For Lex Luthor.
I know we went from Punisher back to DC. But just playing with
Michael
that idea.
Pitt.
You seen Boardwalk Empire, correct?
Yes.
He was
I'm gonna look him
Roth.
Up right now.
Oh shit.
Oh yes, he was Jaime Roth.
Rothstein?
Rothstein.
He wasn't Rothstein. He was the other main. He was literally the main character next to
Nucky Thompson.
He was Nucky Thompson's. He was bringing up as his son, but Michael.
Yes. The poor man's Johnny. Man's. I almost said Johnny Depp.
Rapid.
The poor man's. What's his name?
Is he from Hedwig? He's from Hedwig in the Angry Inch. Okay. Now I know him.
Well, Michael Pitt is actually... He got some...
Let me see.
I can see that. That's Michael Pitt.
Yes, we used to call him the poor man DiCaprio.
DiCaprio, yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking. And
no, I think...
Because those are...
Well, I will say this.
Those are character actors.
He can act.
Yes.
And I'm saying, act his ass.
I think he would be a very venomous... Lex Luthor.
Right.
Like.
Actually, if I could say something, Heath Ledger's dead. Make that motherfucker the Joker.
Mm.
Yeah.
I could see
it. Honestly,
now that you got me flashback into my nights of watching Boardwalk Empire.
And I have another, and one more guy. Remember the guy who had the half the face?
Yes.
He's been hurt. He's been in a lot of other movies as a character actor that no one will remember him as. Like, they'll know the face, but they don't know the name.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, because Boardwalk Empire should be.
Well, he was stuck. He was stuck playing like.
Right, but he. But the thing is, but you know the way he carried that.
It's kind of like how James Marsden had to be Cyclops, and James Marsden could probably still walk into Trader Joe's and nobody know who the fuck he is.
But I'm saying his performance is so.
But he died so.
No, his convention.
You know what I mean? Like I'm wondering, like DC.
That pissed me
DC
off.
Should probably think of mining. HBO, The Wire, and Boardwalk Empire.
I agree.
Just because of the casting and the acting that's been going on.
Yeah.
But should we go back to The Punisher?
I mean, is there more to say about The Punisher that we, you know?
We loved it. It's a five-star
series.
It's a great series.
It is a great series.
And I agree with Mark, Punisher, in terms of a dramatic, like you're saying, MCU does genres with superheroes.
Right.
So, The Punisher as a wartime drama?
Yeah.
Post-war drama?
Right. Yes. It's like, I mean, I don't think anybody is going to be listening to us that isn't into this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, literally, it's like, oh, wait. Watch The Punisher just for a good fucking show.
Mm. Yeah.
It
good dramatic
story. It transcends.
Yes, it does.
It transcends. Yes, exactly. You know, obviously,
you forget you're watching The Punisher.
Yeah. Exactly. You forget you're watching something that came from a comic book.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just a good
show. That's the thing, and it's just a good show.
Correct. And I want to say they do the same thing with Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones is my second favorite because just because of the heftiness of the theme of what the problem was.
Yeah.
The crisis, I should for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. And
how it was handled.
And how it was handled, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It was actually it's something that, and I know a lot of other guys, not us per se, but I know some guys who were like, I can't watch this. It was like,
yeah, they weren't into it.
Well, the thing is, my problem is, I know they're not into it because they're that bro dude.
Mm,
I was like, look, it's about women and how the different forms of abuse that can happen.
You definitely have to have an open mind to be able to watch.
You have to be just a fucking aware that women are people
too.
Yeah. You have to be woke that women are people too.
Jessica Jones,
and shit like this like happens, right?
You do.
And as an individual, that's some, because even those cops in there, the dudes that had to go through that shit, right? When they killed them, that's some heavy shit. But The Punisher, 5 stars.
It's great drama.
Better choreography than Daredevil, than 2. The second Daredevil and
definitely
and Defenders.
Iron Fist.
Let's not talk about that. Where we go, Ringmaster?
What?
Where we go, Ringmaster?
Since we have a few people that left us comments because we're live on Facebook.
Oh, yay.
Let's address a little of that for a second. First of all, we have Lyndon D. Anderson Jr.
What's up, Lyndon?
Who may or may not still be tuned in, but he brought up a few things. Let's see. Havoc. No, I'm just trying to figure out what to talk about.
No, I see what he was talking about.
So we got Havoc, we got Lyndon, who the general what's up guys, and he agreed with some of our casting decisions and some other stuff. Dagna, is a friend of the show. She was listening, I guess, for at least part of the way, and she brought up something, I guess, because earlier we were talking about how if a Billy Ross guy were going to play Batman, he'd have to bulk up. And she brought up that Adam West wasn't bulked up. But,
right.
But I think we had different societal expectations of what people were supposed to look like.
Right.
I mean, back in the day, getting back to Captain Kirk, I mean, he wasn't exactly the most fit motherfucker.
He was okay.
We're talking about Michael Keaton. We're talking about Michael Keaton.
Exactly. Michael Keaton's like my size.
But to be fair, Batman had an exosuit at that point.
He had an exosuit. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. He exosuited
so he didn't have to be all bulked up for that.
Well,
your boy Ben is like jacked.
Yes, that is like
Ben Affleck.
Oh, yes. No.
He looks the part.
Yeah, he looks the part. Right.
He looks jacked.
Like there's a, it's funny because one of the last shots in Justice League is the big three standing with each other. They actually did the world's finest shot.
Yay.
They actually do the world's finest shot, and I'm looking and I'm like, this motherfucker can't even bring his arms together.
I can't get his arms. Like,
am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah. Did he look a little like?
Oh shit!
He's small, son.
He's like prison small, you know. So it's like I'm sitting in the theater, like, damn, Ben.
like extension claws, wipe his ass.
Yeah, Ben.
Like he's one of those, like open it up, just like ugh.
That's the dude when he got the call that he was playing him went straight to the gym.
It's
like, wow. Yep. His agent was like, you don't have to do all this.
Like, nah.
I must.
I've been waiting for this role my whole life.
I'm bad. Yeah.
Because I know niggas is hating.
Yeah.
I got to look the part.
You know what? Congratulations there, Affleck, on getting that. To be honest, because that's the role of your life. Yeah.
You know, honestly, I like Ben Affleck as Batman. I mean, I know I'm gonna get a lot of flack for it probably, I haven't seen Justice League, but in general, I really like Batman. I did like
his cameo in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I did.
Even if I'm the only person in the world, I did.
Yeah,
his cameo in Suicide Squad.
Was
one of the best parts.
That was one of the best parts.
It is.
Which again,
do this in front of your kid.
You fucked up. Look, what you gonna do for?
Which I have to say this. I found out one of my favorite graphic novel, DC graphic novels, is now going to be on DVD. Ooh. Gotham by Gaslight.
Oh.
Which was okay. Batman versus Jack the Ripper.
And, it's
and it takes place in the time of Jack the Ripper. It's not a, like him going back in time.
So steampunk.
It's what Gotham City was like during that time, and how Jack flees London and comes to Gotham and picks up where he left off.
Wow.
And Batman has to track down who Jack the Ripper is. Just based off of the DVD preview, it's not they've gone a different route with it.
Yeah.
It's still basically the same kind of premise, which I'm kind of happy about because as a fan of that particular graphic novel when it came out,
right?
I was kind of like, man, how you gonna turn this into an hour long animated movie? Yeah. Because you know it's really once you figure out who he is, once you figure out who the who the Ripper is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time before Batman catches up to him. But
right.
I'm actually happy that that's finally coming out. So
that's interesting.
I have to get that.
I mean, as far as that goes, I probably would have just started with the royal family
and worked my way down. Mm-hmm. But just going on rumors. Oh shit! There's nothing going on.
You want Birdo?
Hey now.
Yes, yeah, Birdo.
Who do I need to talk about?
I'm good.
Where do we go?
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Where do we go from here?
Because I missed last week.
Yes. Okay. Did you see Thor Ragnarok?
You damn right I saw Thor Ragnarok.
I think he was the first one to see
Thor. Tell us about it.
Look, I don't be the first to say, like I said, I'm not a fan of Thor.
You're not?
I'm not. I'm actually not a Thor guy.
Oh.
I'm a Hercules guy. If you ask me the question, who would win between Hercules and Thor? It's like, man, Thor get his ass whipped because all he got is his hammer.
Tooch.
Hercules is the god of strength and victory. After this movie, I'm an MCU Thor guy.
Nice.
I'm just saying. And a big part of it is because of that song.
Perfect usage of that song.
Tycho. Dude, you rocked it. You put the rock in Ragnarok.
Yes.
You put the rock in Ragnarok. I ain't gonna front. I actually, the first Thor comic I actually bought was the Walt Simonson intro to Beta Ray Bill.
No, get it.
And from that, it went into the actual Ragnarok, and there's a great panel of Thor, Loki, and Odin fighting Surtur together.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Mm. Right? And you know, full disclosure, the big reason why I actually bought those is because Simonson had drawn the Asgardians as Scandinavian Viking culture.
Ooh, nice.
With the swords, all like historically correct, and the helmets were very nicely done and everything like that. So that was one of the reasons I bought in the first place.
Mm.
So when I found out about the Thor Ragnarok, I was like, I was still like, I don't care, when is Black Panther coming out? I was like, I don't care, when is Black Panther coming out? And then when I saw that, when they dropped the teaser, and the, like, oh my. Oh, there's a Woody in my pants.
Perhaps there's something to this.
Yes. They were to the extent where I had to run out and get the album and, you know, play it at the gym now. So
that's a good score.
Right, it was a great score. And then I just kept following the Ragnarok hype. And in my opinion, the hype was justified.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I actually loved what they did with the opening with Surtur.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you shit off in an action movie, in a super action movie.
Yep.
You set shit off by showing the people why Thor is Thor.
Yep.
Why that nigga got a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Why he got a hammer? Why can't he get a spear or a sword? It's like, I'll show you why. Twirl that bitch, nigga. And he twirled it. Took off the man's brow, took off his dome. The whole shebang was awesome. Scourge, intro to Scourge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was hilarious.
was hilarious. And give it up for Carl Urban.
His name we remember this time.
Franchise. I was yelling at the screen going, Carl Urban! It's Carl Urban!
This telepathy! Understanding!
It's Carl Urban! But yes, I was yelling out of word. But sorry. I'm trying. I literally I have to actually sit down and think. All right, what didn't I like?
Yeah.
I had to really what did I think was over too much? And I keep thinking to myself, like, it's a movie, it's fictional, somebody took time out to write it, I actually enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people said that there were too many, it was too silly, too... I was like, know what? I enjoyed it, it was fun. It wasn't... It's not The Punisher, it ain't Captain America Winter Soldiers, right? And it's totally different from the other two Thors, which were downers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were.
Right? Mm-hmm. Which need... Because we're talking about a god that don't really exist.
Hello.
With a hammer that don't really exist. On a planet.
That don't really exist.
Who's the leader is a nigga called Jeff Goldblum, who I remember from, Body Snatchers.
I thought he was going to say 10 Speed and Brown Shoes.
10 Speed and Brown Shoes. See? I remember that too. 10 Speed and Brown Shoes. Right? They're not real. You have to have fun with the material. Jesus. You have to have fun material. And it was so much fun.
With Ben Vereen.
So much fun. You know what? The only thing I didn't like is Meek only had two arms.
He's supposed to have like six, right?
Like six or four, yeah.
With four arms and then two legs.
Right. Yeah. And I like what they did with Meek. I like that Meek was, I actually think it was a big surprise if Meek becomes like a total asshole.
Right? If he becomes the villain that he's supposed to be?
Yeah.
But
we'll see.
That is irritating when people go to a superhero movie expecting Shakespeare in the fucking park.
No, dude.
It's
escape. It's fun.
Yeah.
I get that Batman is supposed to be, if you do it right, it's supposed to be some fuck you up shit.
Right.
But pretty much every other superhero outside of him and the Punisher, you're allowed
to have
a little wiggle room.
Right.
I mean, a comic book.
Dude, if you want deep shit, go see the Darren Aronofsky shit. Go see Mother.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Don't go to Thor expecting like existential answers and shit.
And also, you shouldn't be going to see Batman for some existential shit either.
Actually, I take it back, because he actually gave me like a nice little existential thing for Thor. You're not the god of hammers.
Really?
That was existential.
That moved you?
That was existential.
Yes. Yes.
And you know what else moved me after that?
Yeah. That moved everybody.
That whole battle on the bridge.
The whole flickering lightning and everything. Honestly, what did
you'll
for me
find out
Valkyries.
Who I am in a minute.
That flashback of the Valkyries.
That Valkyrie scene.
That was gorgeous. Like, I've always wanted to see the fight of the Valkyries.
That was hot.
That was beautiful. That was a flashback.
She cracked me up when she first arrived and fell off the
platform. All the intros was awesome.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
She said, who do I got to get through to get through the
It's like, that is my Valkyrie.
That whole shit was existential.
That.
It literally answered the question. Like,
that word means what you think it means.
It does, though. I do. Like, Valkyrie, who are you?
You keep saying that word.
That
word means what you think it means.
Valkyrie, who are you?
Oh, my God.
I'm the Valkyrie. Right? And she showed it.
Well, except
the Hulk.
Except
who are you? Who's better? Who are you?
Well,
I gotta save niggas because there's a giant wolf that can't get shot.
Well, actually, he actually didn't get a chance to tell everybody who he was because he smacked him head first into the bridge.
That's true.
You'll find out who I am in a minute.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, hey, Mark. You know what that's called? It's called show, not tell.
Shit.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
A little message from a Robin A. Rothman.
Oh, yes.
No. Hey, Rothman.
Please tell Taryn I'm putting the deadbolt on for the Affleck comment.
Oh, shit.
So now basically what that means is I can't go home. I don't have the key for that deadbolt. So I am now locked out of my house.
You're persona non grata.
Because I said I like Affleck?
Wow.
As Batman.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to leave. I'm going to throw on like a Luther Vandross song.
Yes,
and y'all are going to handle your business.
Yeah.
Listen, I know how to break into my house. It's okay. I'll get it.
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. But that's
you
right. Apartment,
you have to figure out how to break into your house.
That's right.
Because you never know when you're going to forget the keys, and that day is going to happen. And when that happens, you need to be able to, you know, go into a back window.
All I got to say is make sure your soundtrack in your head is Barry White's first, last ever.
I don't know if I can dedicate to that.
You could do. I'm just saying,
it's break into your house. That's how you break into the house.
We will bring up. Oh, my first. My last. And the answer you give. Oh, that's called a Georgia love story.
Robin, you're supposed to be asleep anyway.
But yes, Thor Ragnarok. I really dug it.
It was fun.
They brought back the Thor franchise.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yes, if they did. Do another Thor, they just brought it back because everybody was. I remember me being one of them was really down on the Thor franchise.
Yeah, because I mean they were just kind of fluff movies. There was nothing to.
I don't think they knew what to do with them.
But right, yeah, they were trying to.
They right in.
Again, it's
they experimented. They experimented.
I'll repeat something I said in previous episodes.
Yes,
it's a harder. In this day and age, that is a harder sell.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do the Avengers, if you're going to commit to that in the first place, you have to include him. You can't just jump over that shit.
You can't, yeah.
Okay, so, all right, he's included. You got to build up on it. In this day and age, it's obviously a harder sell to create, like, this thing where this Norse god is getting involved in human shit and whatever, as opposed to Iron Man. Iron Man is an easy sell now. Yeah. Now it is. Back in the day, they were both kind of equal. Now,
I don't know if I can fully agree with that because you have Hellboy. Remember, Hellboy was a really good. It was such a good show. They did two movies. Mm-hmm. You have an idea that there's this big red demon,
right?
Who shaved off his horns.
I'd say that's the same sell, not a harder sell.
Yeah, it seems.
Same cell in terms of...
Same cell in terms of...
Right, but in terms of
overall believability.
Right.
Hell versus Asgard.
Asgard, right. But the thing is, he's not Hell. That was the whole big thing about when Hellboy came by. You never really thought about it, but it wasn't. It's supposed to be like a different dimension. He was a baby from a different dimension. A baby came through a hole in the sky. You know what I mean? And I mean in terms of itself, is there is a way you can do it. I won't say a formula... I won't say, I won't say formula, but there is.
But having seen both movies, aren't they the same kind of thing? It's like they're both fish out of water movies.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But somebody did it so much better. Somebody did it so much better than the other. Yes. Somebody did it way better than the other.
Oh, the Hellboy movie is definitely a better crafted movie.
Right.
But the first Thor movie.
Yes.
As far as taking Norse mythology and making it palatable. All I'm saying is that they could have fucked that up royally.
It could have been worse. Yeah, okay.
They could have fucked that up royally, and it actually, because they kind of approached it with this sort of tongue-in-cheek sense of humor, this is good, more! You know, that's like that bit of business, that they made it, they made it work. Right. It wasn't, and let's be real, Anthony Hopkins, also a great idea.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously.
You needed a really good established.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think between Anthony Hopkins and Kenneth Branagh directing the first one.
Yes.
Those were masterful strokes as far as Marvel is concerned. Because again, we live in a day and age where this whole Norse mythology thing is, it's like, the fuck are you talking about? It's like, at least with Hellboy is actually an easier sell.
Because
most of this country grasps Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay.
So now you're going through, you're trying to sell something that's basically coming from an obscure religion.
Okay.
You might as well make a movie about Anubis at this point.
Right. And I see what you're saying. And because they introduced the Asgardians as aliens.
Right.
and from that's
another
it.
Existence, mm-hmm. another planet, another
now, and exactly, and that, and are there? Like, if you really sit down and think about it,
right.
yes, there are massive fucking holes in that because. Okay, so what you're saying is they're from Asgard, which is another planet, mm-hmm. but then they came down here during the Viking era, fucked with us a little bit, went back, you know, and it's like, right. and all, and it's
and,
like,
and that's what they
but they're
that.
Immortal.
Right.
But you have to do that, but you have to do that in order for the fucking thing to work.
Yeah.
Right.
In order for the thing, in order for it to be happening in the 2000s.
Yeah, they have to find a way to suspend mm-hmm. suspension of disbelief, right.
Yeah. It's suspension of disbelief. Yeah. It's the whole, like, with Vulcans in Star Trek, going back to Star Trek.
Well,
Vulcans live longer.
Right.
Vulcans live longer than humans.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why Spock's pop is still around.
Yeah.
That's why Spock
long
lives
after,
throughout everything.
Exactly. And that's why Spock isn't every, you know, until the actual Leonard Nimoy dies.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But that can be played with, of course.
Of course it can be played with. But it's like
Lord of the Rings.
That too.
Right? And
right.
pretty much everybody's seen.
In the elves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, motherfuckers
lifespans
and
that's the other thing. It's like the whole playing with lifespans,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole other thing in itself. Like Natalie Portman's character in the Star Wars prequels is supposedly aging slower
than
Anakin and
whatever.
Everybody
she
else.
Was 12 years older
I wish
than
they
him,
really
whatever.
Explained, I really wish they explained that part. Actually.
They don't need to explain it. She's 12 years older than him. It's just that's just the end of it.
And then he got legal and it was no longer statutory.
Yeah, it wasn't rape anymore. Because he turned 17 and it
which,
was okay.
Which apparently
that's
matters so in galactic matters, just not in Alabama.
She was a senator.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I went there. I'm sorry.
I kind of had to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So how's that asking?
That's sad.
I'm asking that. Yes. What were we talking about? Ragnarok. Good movie.
Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Good
great
movie.
Movie. Fantastic movie.
And
just don't, again, don't go to a superhero movie expecting Shakespeare in a fucking part.
Just please
calm
go.
Calm your
just,
fucking ass down.
Just really.
Even though Kenneth Branagh has directed Shakespeare right. movies.
Don't go
to a superhero movie expecting Shakespeare in a part.
And I'll share this with you guys and everybody.
Please, I
went to school. I went to Brooklyn College of Film.
Yes.
So I studied film theory. I studied existentialism. Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, not just Camus and software.
No,
I guess he does know what that word means.
But the thing is, I remember them saying that, you know, after a point when you do take these classes, you no longer watch film the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And lately I've been putting myself in a place where I want to be able to do both.
That's hard.
I want to be able to see it as somebody who took up film theory and understands the relationship between the creators and the audience,
mm-hmm.
between
mm-hmm.
the, you know, DP and your cinematographer, I should say, your director,
yeah.
your producers, understanding that, but just understanding it simply as an audience member who works 40 hours a day, and you just don't want to get involved in escape. I just want to relax with my kids and my family and just laugh,
mm-hmm.
feel, mm-hmm. enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And lately I've been doing that a lot. I've been working on just doing that instead of just critiquing it and breaking it down. Because at that point it becomes just academic. It becomes like we already know how bad the Hollywood system is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have ideas about that.
Yep.
We already know how much it probably costs for them to do that fucking CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and how many union cats, you know, they put on the gig, and then wait for the other cats to come in before they even do the work.
Right,
right. But just as a regular cat who doesn't know anything about that, I just want to enjoy, you know, the Hulk and Thor just go at it,
you know,
and Valkyrie just
I totally hear that.
Lay waste.
I'm wondering now, based off of what you said about the hard sell with Thor. I wonder if the reason why they put Thor through such a hard ringer so far
mm-hmm.
is because they're trying to figure out what to do with Aquaman.
You mean Submariner?
Submariner, that's right.
That
or Namor?
Namor. Yeah, Submariner.
Because he was part of the Avengers.
Yeah, no, he was part of the Defenders first.
Right.
Yeah, and then
Doctor Strange,
the
Hulk,
Defenders.
No, that's true.
No,
but,
in the comics, it was Hulk, Doctor Strange, Submariner and Valkyrie.
Yeah.
They were the Defenders?
He eventually became part of the Avengers.
He eventually became part of the Avengers.
Yeah.
But at first, it was them as Defenders.
Well, eventually, everybody becomes an Avenger.
And they were supposed to be like West Coast.
The Avengers are basically
you're in Marvel, you're in the Avengers. Right. Yeah.
Because I remember the thing about Submariner that cracked me up was my brother, after the second movie came out, he goes, how come, where's Submariner? I said, why are you worried about he was in the video game. And if you remember the arcade game,
yes,
wow.
They're in the sea. Thank you, Submariner. And he was going,
shit.
More I was like, that is true. He was in the video game.
You have a point. No, you have a point, though.
But,
you know.
Because you have to try to explain why this dude got wings on his feet and he's on the water. you're an Olympic swimmer. Why you got wings on your feet? How does that work? And you got wings on. How does that work?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying. That's a question you have to. Because they got rid of Thor's helmet.
Yeah.
Yep, they got rid of the
and
helmet.
And reintroduced an aspect of the helmet.
Right.
For Ragnarok.
Right.
And that
right.
As opposed to the wings.
Right.
So, like you're saying, this is probably like a test run.
Yeah, because
down the line,
they go down, once they get into some
also, let's understand, it's like the same thing that worked in the 70s.
Ain't gonna work.
Is
anymore.
Not gonna work now. Like going back. Well. With that exception. Going back to Dagna's comment.
Going back to Dagna's comment
about Adam West.
Yes.
Okay, that's a prime example of worked in the 60s and 70s. Not gonna fly now.
Not gonna fly.
Not
today.
Exactly.
Okay, now Blade. Let's talk about Blade for a second.
Okay.
When Blade was first introduced.
Mm. Yeah, he wasn't.
Blade's war, and that's Tomb of Dracula 10.
Are we talking about movie?
No,
the
comic. We're talking about the talk about comic. Tomb of Dracula 10.
Okay. Yeah,
the green trench coat and the wooden stakes.
Yep.
Green?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the trench coat.
Brown.
It was brown, yeah.
His outfit was, it was a brown, like, jacket.
Okay.
And he was throwing wooden stakes.
Wooden stakes, yes.
Ninja throwing.
And there was none of that.
Yep.
None of that, I mean, they kind of wove it in, kind of, in a weird way as,
right. But he wasn't
as they introduced Hannibal,
that's
Hannibal
right.
King,
wasn't
right.
and all this other
yet.
Stuff. He wasn't quite a date. I mean, he was like a regular brother.
Yeah, he was a regular dude. Yeah.
And I mean, and to be honest with you, they kind of drew him like you. Like he looked like you, Kurt, to be completely honest. Maybe not.
Black man.
You know, but
man,
oh. But definitely, like, you know.
Right.
Like a little fitter version of you. But yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
So... But he looked like you.
Okay.
But he
bet you didn't see that coming.
But he looked like you.
Yes.
He had goggles. He had a brown outfit
yeah.
and mm-hmm. the whole thing.
Yeah.
When they dropped the movie.
He lost weight.
He became Wesley Snipes.
He became Wesley Snipes.
More better blue.
In my clothes. But so.
Oh shit, we drank too much.
And here we are. So it's like these things get adapted.
Yes,
you know, and again, going back to Star Trek, Captain Kirk.
Yes.
All right. So in the 60s and 70s, Captain Kirk, as whatever he was looking like. He was good enough at the time to be super duper intergalactic manhole.
Yep.
And he was accepted that way.
And it was accepted.
Yeah, it was actually.
And then, so fast forward, not only is no other captain that promiscuous,
no.
They barely leave the ship. Captain Picard was like, go ahead, Riker, you
that's true.
I actually read the fucking manual.
Yeah.
I'm staying in my seat. You go on the away team.
Right. And Riker became the man whore.
And but
yep.
But really? But not really.
Not really.
Not
Riker,
really.
Riker, look, right, first of all,
well,
Riker
well,
spent
well,
most of that time being in a serious relationship.
With a woman who could read his mind.
Exactly.
Which made no sense.
Exactly.
You're going to mess around on Deanna Troy.
And
exactly.
And that was like, what's Worf? I need something simpler to read.
Right.
Although, you see, you keep talking about Kurt.
What?
Every time he, not you, him, the captain, that man.
Yes.
I don't know why I keep thinking of that episode when Sulu was running around the strip ship with that fever.
We should have.
With no shirt on. I'm sure that day William was like, does he really need to have no shirt on? He's like, we're good, William.
Can I say something about that real quick? So, George Takei, he did this thing at BAM.
Okay.
And I forget how much money I spent to be, like, in the front row. It's like BAM.
Right.
And I'm sitting in the front row like... And it's just... It's George Takei and this other dude. And they brought up that scene.
Okay.
And so he was talking about how they were writing it, and then they were like, hey, wait, do you know how to fence?
Like,
and he lied his ass off and said, yeah, sure. Because he was trying to get airtime.
Right.
He was like, fuck it.
He ain't no shit.
But he snuck off. Got some lessons and some training. And it's, all right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go, you know. But that's the thing. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
No, mm-hmm. You just got... Someone asks you, can you do this? Yes, I can.
Yes, I can. Sure.
Yes, I can.
Sure. Why not?
I got a day? Okay,
and
good.
And that's exactly how he played that.
Can you twirl a hammer in 250 degrees?
I sure can.
Okay.
What, I got to do it in the day from now? Okay, great. Don't call me for 24 hours. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Try. That's like first time I tried nunchucks, though.
You
tweet up. Wow. Oh, no.
That's
my
a
worst
story.
My worst thing with nunchucks, trying nunchucks. So I'm being trained by this cat, Charles, who I'm growing up with. And he made a homemade pair of nunchucks that were literally like you could have killed a cow with these fucking things.
Were they like fucking pipes and chains?
No, for real. They were. So...
Just pure metal.
So he's like, okay. So I had the stupid idea that I was going to do like fucking Enter the Dragon and stop that shit with my armpit.
Oh, of course you did.
So I did. And it's king.
Your arm was dead for the rest of the day. You're lucky you didn't do your groin.
Well, I was that stupid.
Oh, man.
But, oh, my God.
How'd you hear?
Everybody.
Shadow boxing.
Literally.
And the Stephen Van Patten
literally
nunchuck style.
Y'all see your hand this? Post your most funniest, if you got anybody tried nunchucks or any other form of martial arts, and your first mishap with the martial arts.
Oh, my
post
God.
Post tell us about it.
But that's one of those things also where you're happy that social media wasn't around when you were a child. Because my ass would have been on some super, because Charles would have just been there, all right, Steve, come on.
Wait, or the dude who did the backflip.
Right. Him. I'd have been one of those motherfuckers.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I just hearing the Matrix in my head. Your kung fu is good.
I don't put your tongue bears in there, okay?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
What just happened?
It's hot.
Shit, it liquefied.
It liquefied. The gummy bears liquefied. That's a nice idea. Well, that's just a really fucked up vodka drink.
Yeah,
that's just
wrong.
We had vodka infused gummy bears that we probably should have tried to keep cold longer than. Hey, so we got 2 minutes left.
Two minutes?
Two whole minutes.
Shit, damn.
We digress so hard.
Man.
Kirk, you missed the 3-hour marathon. I think you should just say whatever the fuck's on your mind. Go, please, by all means.
Shit.
Kirk Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
What I ran about? Black Panther.
I hit the stone.
That's going to, I remember reading it. Black Panther, yes, all the way, the director.
How do you feel about that coming out on Black History Month? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. You know, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. on Black History Month. you know what?
Did you just
yeah, I did.
Fucking reference R. Kelly?
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Just let it happen.
I'm so sorry. I'm so anyway, look, the whole idea of Black Panther, it's not just let's be honest. It has relevance because of the status of it as being first African superhero. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
And let's be honest, there is no DC equivalent.
Nope.
Batman is not.
Well, he's not black.
Yeah.
Right.
Or not black, and the gadgets on that shit. Like, a lot of people like to, like, oh, Black Panther is supposed to be, Black Panther is Marvel's Black Panther.
No, that's Moon Knight.
Exactly. Yeah. No, Moon Knight. And it's Moon Knight. Yes. It's actually Moon Knight. So DC actually has no equivalent to that. Other than, you know, first black superhero. Mm-hmm. And yes, being on Black History Month and seeing that a lot of people, not just people in America, I'm seeing YouTube reaction shots and people like losing their shit from other countries in Africa itself. I've seen cats from Botswana, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, all just wanting to do reaction
of
Black Panther. You know what I mean?
And we've got 10 seconds left, and you know what? What we're going to do? Shit. We're going to close this out.
We're going to do a third.
And then come back, and Kirk's going to close out. Later.